From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. A Utah bill requiring the burial or cremation of fetuses would now only apply to abortions, not miscarriages, after changes made on the House floor today. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
The House voted to allow miscarried fetuses to be disposed of as medical waste, which is the current standard practice, as well as by cremation or burial. But for aborted fetuses, lawmakers voted against making the same changes, keeping cremation and burial as the only options. Republican Representative Raymond Ward sponsored the amendment. He says some women who have miscarriages want a burial for the fetus.
But for other women, they would prefer to think about this in terms of their miscarriage or the loss of their pregnancy as opposed to the death of their baby.
Opponents of the amendment, like Republican Representative Brady Brammer, say it undermines the bill.
The point of the bill is to provide humanity to the unborn child, whereas the point of the amendment takes a little bit of that away in the sense that it treats that corpse as medical waste and not as a human.
Progressive advocacy group Alliance for a Better Utah says allowing for medical disposal of miscarried fetuses, but not aborted ones, essentially punishes women who have had abortions. The bill heads back to the Senate to vote on these changes. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
2 weeks ago, Brigham Young University in Provo removed a section from its honor code, which banned any romantic behavior between students of the same gender. Some took that as permission for gay students to date. But today, the school clarified its stance. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Elder Paul Johnson, who oversees all schools run by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, wrote in a statement that recent changes to the BYU Honor Code led to, in his words, some misinterpretation. While the updated Honor Code didn't explicitly endorse dating for gay students, some hoped they could hold hands or kiss, so long as they had no intention of getting married. But Johnson clarified, quote, "Same-sex romantic behavior cannot lead to eternal marriage and is therefore not compatible with the principles included in the Honor Code." So, essentially, no change. Activists have said that means gay students are not held to the same standards as their heterosexual peers. Lee Hale, KUER News.
Republican candidate for governor Amy Winder Newton is calling for $500 million to go towards salary increases for Utah's public school teachers. Recently released numbers from the state legislature show the education fund has a surplus of more than $800 million. Winder Newton says this is the first component of her public education plan.
Nothing else changes until we fix the teacher shortage. People complain about classroom sizes. We can't lower class sizes if we don't have enough people to teach.
Winder Newton's plan also calls for a change in the way the state measures school performance and for making education a top priority. An energy company that was seeking to drill through the town of Bluffs aquifer has pulled back its two applications to the Bureau of Land Management. The move comes after Bluff residents asked the BLM to reject the EOG resources applications, citing concerns about water contamination. Bluff Mayor Ann Lepinen says she learned the news from the BLM yesterday.
We don't know what the reason is. It may not have been opposition. It may have been opposition. It could be the forces of the market. We don't know.
The company still holds the leases to the two parcels on which it applied to drill, but those expire within 60 days. After that, the parcels could be nominated and put up for lease again. EOG Resources declined to say why it pulled the applications. In a statement, Amber Johnson, BLM's acting Monticello field manager, said the agency will not issue a final decision on an environmental assessment, as there is no longer an action to consider. Salt Lake County announced several efforts today aimed at improving air quality in the Salt Lake Valley. The goal is to limit idling and cars that release smoke. The county will also create programs to help low-income people pay for repairs to vehicle pollution systems. Unified Police Chief Jason Mazarin says right now they're focused on raising awareness by using information pamphlets.
The best enforcement, we think, is education. You know, this isn't just a law enforcement or traffic issue. This is a health issue. Only in very extreme circumstances would we want to write somebody a ticket.
Tickets could be given to drivers who illegally modified their vehicles or repeatedly violate policies. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.